Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears here with you on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Tuesday, April the 11th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour, 44 degrees and hazy skies. Already up about 8 degrees this morning. Hope you enjoyed that interview with Jim Blessing, the grandson of President Warren G. Harding. You know, in a way for me, it is still strange to say our grandson of President Warren G. Harding, because for so many years, we thought there were no children, we thought there were no grandchildren, and now we have the grandson of our own president from this area. Now, I also hope that you enjoyed it, not just from the historical perspective of talking about Harding, but we try to get all viewpoints on this program. We've had a lot of people on who clearly do not support President Trump, but clearly Jim did support President Trump. And, you know, that's how you get a good mix of people. You try to be fair and you try to let people come on and give their opinion. And that's really the best you can do, hopefully, when doing a show like this. Does anybody have anything to say about the interview with Jim Blessing? Give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Also, let me know if you heard it okay. You know, as I've said this a million times, when you do an interview remotely like that and you do it over the telephone, it's always kind of interesting to make sure that turns out okay. Go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott. You know, before your show, I never gave my opinion or talked about anything and stuff. But what I think, I like to hear him. And what I think he should do is have his grandfather's grave, you know what it is, and make sure positively that's his grandfather. And then, if he has to go to the Supreme Court, get a lawyer and do it. And then, if he is, I think he should be given, his grandfather's house. They should be over that, not the cousins. They have, because if it was your grandparents and somebody was doing that to you, it's not right. And stuff. They should be the ones handling that because the cousins, you know, and stuff. I think it's terrible how they did it, even if they even had an inkling that, you know, that was, Harding, that was his daughter and stuff. I think that's terrible. But I think he should get somebody to go to, like, up high, Supreme Court, and let them pay to have that done and then put over the stuff.
Now, was he coming through loud and clear this morning?
Yes, and you can tell, I'm going to say this, but he's more like Trump. He has sense. You have to have common sense. I mean, and I just saw on the TV where they think in a year or two or sooner, we're going to be in war. And China's been diverting us and that Russia, and they said we don't even have enough probably to fight a war. And I can't get this. I mean, here's what I do. Biden's in, and I put Trump there. And if Trump was doing this stuff, one thing, he would have been kicked out of office. I mean, I vice versa people. Like, if Trump was Biden and he did that, I wouldn't vote for him, no way. And stuff, people better realize that when they go to vote, this fighting about voting, if you can't vote in one day or that week, don't do it. Because I saw in New York, this one guy was traveling, and he said he had over 200 something about applications, and people, I don't know if he had to take it to them, and they voted, and then he took it back, but I thought he said he was getting so much money for each one he took, and you can't do that stuff. And that Dominican, you know, they said about the voting, this is their country or two over, it's not that Venezuela or something, they said that that the voting wasn't right over there. You can't say positively that voting wasn't right. Now, have you got my papers yet?
Newspapers?
Yeah, I threw them out last night. I had about 7. Now, get this. Now, I got to think here. President Johnson, do you know, I think, now, when I read this, I just kind of skim. When he got senator, I don't know if he was a congressman before, he did not win that. You'll have to read it and then discuss it. There's a box 13, and there's a judge, and then there's this reporter. His name, I think, is Magnus, 87 years old. He died in 2015. And he had told this judge years ago, I guess, if you don't tell the truth about this, they stuff something, they call it box 13, that just put him over winning. He said, if you don't tell this, you know it. I don't know if that judge was in on it. He said, nobody will ever know. So when this family, when this man died, 87, the reporter that did this, they found his tape when they were clearing out his home, I guess, 2015 or something. They didn't know what to do with them. So I don't know if Johnson's library wouldn't take them, but the University of Texas, they gave it to them. It's all recorded how he cheated to get that position. I'm pretty sure it was congressman.
And we're talking about Lyndon Johnson, right?
Yes. And So you can't say definitely, oh, this didn't happen, that didn't happen. And so people better go, when they go to vote, you vote who you think is the best. When somebody says, well, I vote for a woman, why would you do that? Or I vote for the first black person, or I vote for the first Chinese person to be president. To me, that is a ridiculous thing. You vote for the best person for the country. People can't be that stupid. I mean, this is where you get racist. When a Democrat or Republican won't vote for another person of the opposite party, this is where you get race mixed in. They're probably racial, too, in a way. No, I mean, everybody deserves a right. But when you push stuff over the border, like these drag queens and stuff, taking them in schools, and all we talk about is race, and these other countries are putting it over on us, well, if I was England and France, I wouldn't stand with us at all. And then I see all these documents got released about Ukraine and Russia. I mean, the highest level you could go got released. I mean, not the classified and this and this, the very top. Somebody got in there, and I don't know if they copied it or said it. I don't know if it's on the internet or what. I mean, you can't trust anybody, but they better be watching who they vote for, because unless they want to put that, is his name Soros? His son has been to see, what's his name, President Biden 20 times since he got into office. And they say his son is worse than the old man. So I thought, well, when the old man dies, that'll end. So why don't they just put Soros in as our president, dictator, and forget it? Because I have a feeling if they don't, China's going to have us. I don't think there's any way in the next 5 years we're going to be the United States anymore. I honestly don't.
Well, I tell you, I have a question, and obviously you feel pro-Trump at this point. But knowing that the grandson of President Warren G. Harding, the town that you live in, because really what I felt that was this morning was a historical perspective, what he thought about President Trump.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you feel about that, his thoughts on President Trump, and how maybe they mirrored?
I think he's right on. Yeah. I think he's right on, because I think if Trump was a Democrat, he would feel the same way. I would, too. I mean, I don't take party. I don't take race, religion. I don't care. I look at the person. And these people that are real strong Democrats and real strong Republicans, if it came to putting, say, Trump in or Hitler, they would probably put Hitler in. I mean, I actually think they would. And people like that, I don't like. I don't hate anybody, but I don't like people like that. You've got to think this stuff through. And they don't. Oh, I know, I'm a Democrat. 50 years, I'm going to vote Democrat. And sometimes, look, they put the worst person in, and look, we just get in a mess. I mean, all through the years. In a way, there shouldn't be a party. There's so much money spent. I don't know how you could get the top so many people running for president, and they give them a number or something. But, no, I watch this stuff on TV, and today I got up and seen about all those secrets that NATO over there, they got released, top the very top sensitive. That's the highest it goes. About Ukraine and all this stuff, and I cannot believe it. And we all, I don't know. The way I see it now, if we're not in a war shortly, it's going to be a miracle. And they always said, Trump gets in, we'll be in a war. Well, look what we're in now. This country has, Scott, it's not one area. It's immigration. It's the whole thing. And they don't help the homeless. My uncle could have fought in the war, be out in California homeless. He can't get anything hardly, but bring, come over across the border, we'll put you in a $400 apartment, we'll give you money, we'll, all your medicals paid. You're a veteran, you can't get this done. Oh, well, come over. There's hospitals in California now that are bankrupt. They're in the whole, millions. They're going to have to close. I mean, if we keep sending it overseas, somebody needs to get in. This whole thing needs shaked up. Well, we're worried about race and I don't know what CRT and all that stuff is. These other people are planning to do what they're going to do. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know. To me, in the last just week or so, I'm getting worried. I have a feeling we're going to get bombed or something.
Well, I certainly appreciate you giving your opinion. And
I want other people. CNN and stuff, it's the same little thing. You don't see anything. And I get Lester Holt for, I don't know if he's on a half an hour. I might get 5 minutes of it, you know, like the flood and this happened. I don't get like a local news station. So I get a variety, you know, of our Chicago, New York, California, you know, whatever clicks on my little box. I just get boxes. And if I just listened to CNN and Lester Holt, I wouldn't think anything was going on in this country and stuff. But no, I want people to wake up, just look at the candidates and think. Now, I'm Republican. Now, just Democrat over here, I'm going to pretend that I'm he's a Republican. Would I vote for him? You know, I'm vice versa. You know, like just Trump. If he was a Democrat, I wouldn't have any trouble voting for him, you know, or whatever. It's the best person. And people don't do that at all. It's like, I mean, would you put somebody to run, if you had a $5 or $10 million company, say you made tires or something, would you put Biden over the company? He has to run it. Or would you put Trump? Who would you put over and stuff and things? And I've been seeing these teachers in school, and I saw the other day this handicapped, it was a handicapped bus. The driver had driven for 17 years, and the last four was handicapped. Now, she was on that bus by herself. I thought here another person had to ride. And this girl, she was probably about 12, but she was like a bigger girl. I don't know what she did, something with a water bottle, threw it, so the bus driver went back and got it. And she told her to stay in her seat. And she said, no, I don't have to. And the bus driver got going. She went up there, tackled that bus driver, pulled her hair, hit her, choked her. It was a mess. And this is what kids, parents don't make their kids mind. And then when they go to school, if they're not going to mind at home, they're not going to mind at school. So something needs to be done. I don't know whether the spanking was a problem that, and all this other stuff combined. But yeah, I mean, she put all these other handicapped kids. What if that had been a boy and had a knife? It started stabbing all these kids. I mean, this bus driver, you know, I don't know, she's in her 50s, maybe 60, and she's trying to call for help, you know, 911, come and help me. I got this, this dude is attacking me. And she tried to fight her off and everything, and you're not supposed to touch him, but what would you do? I mean, with all these other kids in danger, I think I would have just slapped her this or whatever. But she tried to hold her, and she couldn't. The girl was stout. So they got to really start looking at stuff and making some rules that you have to follow.
Well, I'm glad.
I don't get my opinion. At work, I would just sit there and listen to everybody. And then your calls, I started calling in, and I just never, in school, I wouldn't talk. I mean, I always sit and listen to people. But it's like it's something like they used to say down home, like, well, what was it? Something about, well, I don't know. They used to have a saying about it and stuff and things. And I thought, well, I'm going to call it once in a while because, you know, like they don't want anybody to give their opinion or then somebody calls in and really tears your opinion apart. But, I just don't care who it is. I just vote for the, like, someone might tear you down, and I might like you or not like you, and, you know, and different stuff. But I don't like people tearing people down. It's like the underdog. I try to stick up for the underdog, but that Biden, he gives me the creeps. I try to think of people growing up and stuff, and with him touching those girls and sniffing their hair and putting his hands on the women's stomachs, you watch your stuff. So I'm going to get off here.
Well, no, I appreciate your opinion, and we're always open to opinions, and I'm glad you enjoyed the interview. Thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
All right, phone lines are open. If the line's ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else, so feel free to call in. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, that's one thing we do on this program, and always have, is respect all opinions. And I think that's a nice thing when we hear from the people here in Marion, much like we heard from Jim Blessing, the grandson of President Warren G. Harding, in our number one. You know, his opinion, I think, is of note right now, certainly here in Marion, because he is the grandson of President Warren Harding. So I guess on that note, I'll continue along the line of, does anybody have an opinion on that interview? And it doesn't necessarily have to be on Donald Trump, just anything that Jim said, the parallels between Warren Harding and President Trump, or do you think Harding has not gotten a fair shake over the years when it comes to his popularity? And did you hear Jim okay? Because as I said, I always get a little nervous when we do a remote broadcast and then we also do a remote phone call that it's coming across okay. So if you want to call in and let me know that it came across okay, I think it did. Our last caller seemed to hear the whole interview, which I'm glad to hear. But if you want to call and let me know if it came across the airwave okay, let me know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any opinions on Jim Blessing, the grandson of President Warren G. Harding, being on this morning, sharing his opinion for the first time on the Trump indictment? 32 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Now, want to talk about McDonald's this morning. Yesterday, I said I had went through the line, and somebody had paid for my drink, and I thank whoever that was who did that. Today, I go through the line, and when I got there, there was only one other car there, and it was on the inside lane. So I decided to go to the outside lane. And the outside lane, about 2 months ago, somehow got damaged, to where the big yellow concrete pillar was actually bent and the computers were not working. And this morning, I went in that outside lane and it looks like that pillar is bent again. Now, this is a big, heavy, yellow concrete pillar and it's on the curb. So to knock this thing over, you would actually have to go up on the curb to do that. And I don't think the machine was working. I sat there for a while waiting for somebody to come on the machine, and nobody did. And then I looked over at the screen on the machine, and it was just kind of giving the computer information. It was not giving any McDonald's information. So I pulled ahead because I thought I might be in the wrong lane, although there was not a sign up there saying it was shut down. But I did get the soda, thank goodness. But boy, what in the world? How could you knock that pillar down? And I wonder why this keeps happening. I can't imagine even a car could do it, because you would hit the curb first, and it would slow you down. And by the time you hit that pillar, I don't think you would be able to do that kind of damage. And why does this keep happening? It happened, a couple months ago, I say. So, I don't know. Does anybody know anything about that or seen anything? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. See the news I get just between my house and McDonald's in the morning? It's a whole thing. Do want to remind everybody, we will be on Friday night this week. We returned with that program 2 weeks ago. Friday night, 8:15 until 10 p.m. We have a lot of fun on Friday night. Now, the first week we were back, it was interesting because we really didn't advertise a whole lot that we were coming back. So I don't know what the audience was like. And then last week, It was Good Friday, and I know a lot of people had church services and things of that nature. So I think the audience was a little lower than what it normally would be. But we'll see what happens this week. Supposed to be a very nice Friday this week. I think high 70s sunny skies. So we'll see how that all shakes out. All right, 740-751-4038. Okay, so we did Jim Blessing, and we did, and again, if anybody has anything to say about Jim, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Now, we have it's one of my favorite new segments, because we're putting goodness out in the world. It's the compliment of the day. The compliment of the day today. And let's see here. Now, as many of you know, we started this last week. And it is my goal to bring happiness, nice words instead of negatives, you know, warm fuzzies instead of cold pricklies, to the radio audience every morning. And we are doing this right now in regard to Abby, because I want to say nice things about her, because a lot of people, when she's been on, feel that we don't get along because we kind of argue, but that's just pretty much our relationship. So I'm kind of trying to fly through this here this morning. If you want to get your pen and paper out, the nice things I've said about her. Last week I said she had a healthy ego. Now that was considered kind of a backhanded compliment. Then I said she dresses nice for spring, which I thought that was okay. And then yesterday, I said she does nice things for others. Now, I don't think that could be misinterpreted in any way. Now, the real test here, and this is why I've directed it toward one person, is to see how many days I can compliment one person. How many nice things, true nice things, that I can come up with to say about one person. So far, we've got healthy ego, dresses nice for spring, and does nice things for others. Now, today's compliment of the day in regard to Abby. Does anybody have a compliment of the day, by the way? If anybody wants to submit a compliment of the day, feel free to buzz in. 740-751-4038. Or if you want to tell me if you like this segment or not, I would love to hear about that. 740-751-4038. Now, you know, it's funny. A compliment just came to my mind. But before I said it on the air, I had to revise it. Because I actually thought to myself, well, that's a nice thing to say, but I'm not sure if it's actually true in her particular case. Okay, let's see. What is something nice that I could come up with today? Boy, I hope I don't run out of things to say after three compliments. This would be very bad. Okay, what would be a compliment that I could lay on her? You know, well, see, I'm not going to even say it, because I'm not going to say the compliment that I was going to say that I have to take back, because then it comes off as a negative. And we don't want any cold pricklies. We just want warm fuzzies here in the morning. So, this morning's compliment is going to be... I know one. Here we go. Likes to share past experiences. Now, I think that is a nice compliment. You know, you reflect on the past to go into the future. So, if you're keeping track again, healthy ego, dresses nice for spring, does nice things for others, and likes to share past experiences. Now, there's another, you know, I may have tomorrow's already, because now they're all flooding in. You know, if I did more show prep in the morning, I'd have these things ready. All right, last chance to call in about President Harding, or do you like the compliment of the day? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, we did have a Family Feud question this morning that I think will actually be kind of fun. Yesterday's I thought was fun, and I think we blew through it in about 20 minutes. So that's about the time we've got left this morning, 21 minutes. So we're going to try to blow through it with the same speed. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I do like your compliments.
Oh, good.
Of the day.
Good.
That's a nice thing. And I like to compliment you on how you can do your interviews and also listen to people's comments and stay so calm and collected and neutral. I cannot do that. As a matter of fact, when I first got up and turned the show on this morning, I turned it right back off. I could not stomach what I was hearing, and as your previous caller, too, I just do not agree with them at all. And that's all I can say because I get too upset because I just can't understand how people can like somebody that I would not even invite into my home or introduce them to my family or anything.
Well, I appreciate it.
I would not walk across the street to see that certain person, but I don't even like to say the name.
Well, I appreciate the compliment, but could you, and I know you didn't stay long with the interview because of your feeling, but could you hear him okay this morning coming through okay?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it was engineeringly good. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
You could hear everything just like with all your interviews. That part was good and as usual you always do such a great job.
Well, I appreciate that.
I admire you for being able to do what you do because I would never be able to do it. I'm sorry. I get too emotional. I'm sorry.
Well, no, you know what?
But I do enjoy you and program some of the things that were said and stuff I just can't stomach again. Sorry.
Well, no, I understand that, and again I appreciate the compliment. My feeling has always been everybody's got a right to speak, and when you invite mm-hmm. somebody on your program, I think if I'm talking more than they are, then why did I invite them on? If I just wanted to get on and talk, I can get on and talk. So
right.
I always feel
you always
that,
know the right thing to say. It's just
Well, I appreciate that. I guess the only question I would ask you, just because it was President Harding's grandson, and that is so important to Marion, knowing basically, even though you didn't listen to the whole interview, how he feels about the Trump indictment, what does that make you feel that the closest living relative to Warren Harding feels that way about former President Trump?
Well, he's looking through rose-colored glasses. I mean, at his grandfather, too. Because, I mean, it was proven that, it wasn't him himself. I mean, he didn't do the corruption, but his Secretary of Interior and I forget all the rest of the ones that did all of that corruption, but he knew they were doing it, and he turned a blind eye to it. I mean, he didn't do it himself, but he did turn a blind eye to it. When all this first started, when you had him on and stuff, I was always on his side because he was, you know, I mean, he was, it was the DNA, I suppose, did prove he's his grandson, and he should have more rights than they have given him. And I haven't been to that new museum, but did they ever include anything in there about him and his mother and grandmother and stuff?
You know, I don't.
Or did they still leave him out of that? I mean, I can't understand why he hasn't been given more privileges and rights.
Well, and I think that's his main contention when it comes to Harding in general, and I haven't been there either. Now, it was my understanding, I don't think his grandmother, I don't think he is in there anywhere. I think there might be a picture of the daughter. I'm not for sure. Like I say, I haven't been in there yet, but I think that's his main beef about the whole thing.
Yeah, I think he has gotten a raw deal, that's for sure. He certainly has gotten a raw deal.
Well, I
just don't agree with his opinions about other things, but I do think he was given a raw deal.
Well, like I say, I thank you for the compliment, and thanks for calling in.
Yeah, you too. And I used my Del Taco, and it was good.
Oh, good. The Del Taco was good. I'm good to hear it. Did you get any? What'd you get over there?
I got the Del beef burrito, and I got the two snack tacos.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad everything was good.
Yeah, it was
Thanks.
Good.
All right, again, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Now, see, that's very interesting. We've had one call this morning that was obviously very pro-Jim Blessing, the grandson of President Warren G. Harding, and now we've had a call that was not so pro-Jim Blessing, and that's okay, because that's the opinions that we want to convey. And again, I feel like this is a little bit of a town hall of the airwaves when it comes to that. So again, if you have anything to say about the Jim Blessing interview this morning or the compliment of the day, which I'm really sincere in these compliments. I'm not trying to be funny or anything like that. You just want to do something nice every day. So many people are in a bad mood all the time or just don't feel things are going their way. And I think it's nice to come up with a compliment every morning. Although, if I run short, I may need suggestions. So again, if you have an opinion on that or anything else, or what happened at McDonald's this morning, why was that pillar knocked over? Knocked sideways. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I am glad to know that everybody could hear the Jim Blessing interview this morning, because there is always a little worry in that. Although he does come through loud and clear through the telephone. So I'm glad that it goes out over the airwaves, okay? That is very, very important on a lot of counts. All right. Again, the telephone line, 740-751-4038. 46 minutes past the hour, 53 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. And I think, again, that's the historical perspective on the whole thing. So there you go. We listen to all sides. 740-751-4038. Okay, 14 minutes left to go in the program today, and I did want to get to a Family Feud question, and we might be able to knock this one out in 14 minutes. It's not a terribly difficult one. There's only six answers. Name something that might be shaky. Name something that might be shaky. Can we get six answers in 13 minutes? This program's a little shaky from day to day. I'll give you a hint that this program is not on the list, but certainly can be shaky from day to day. Name something that might be shaky. Six answers on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 13 minutes left to go here. Are we going to get the six answers before the top of the hour? Or is this a more difficult category than I suspected? Name something that might be shaky. S-H-A-K-Y. Something that might be shaky. Go ahead, caller.
What about a ladder?
A ladder, absolutely. Ladder is number four on the list. You got it. Ladder comes in at number four on the list today. All right, well, we've got one of them. Five answers left. Name something that might be shaky. Go ahead, caller.
Donald Trump's testimony?
Well, you know, could you hear Jim Blessing okay this morning?
Unfortunately, yes, I could.
All right. Well, what do you make, just in general, because, I mean, he is a representative of the Harding family, clearly, and his opinions.
Well, he's delusional. I mean, he may be the grandson of Warren G. Harding, but he has to remember that he's also the illegitimate, grandson of Warren G. Harding. You know, Harding had his faults, and he is bound to ignore them.
Well, you know, I imagine it's probably very hard for him, finding out all these years later that he is the grandson, to hear negative things about his grandfather, and I'm sure that figures into his opinion. But his opinion on Trump, I thought, was fascinating in that most people who've been on this show have not been pro-Trump, but certainly his opinion was.
Yes, it was. It was.
Well, I'm glad it came through engineering-wise, and for people who didn't enjoy the opinion, I certainly understand that.
He was loud and clear. That was certainly the case.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Have a great day.
All right. Well, see, and those opinions are very important, and I'm glad to know everything came through loud and clear this morning. All right, the Family Feud category. Name something that might be shaky. Something that might be shaky. All right. Go ahead, caller.
A leaf.
A leaf. Like L-E-A-F?
Yes.
No leaf on the list. Did you hear the interview this morning?
Bits and pieces.
Well, not to get it. No, I don't. I'm not going to ask your opinion. But so you could. It came through okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know that's one of my big nerves. So four people have said it came through okay. So I feel pretty confident now that people heard it.
Yeah. What I did hear seemed to come across pretty good.
Good. So no leaf on the list.
Well, what about like an old person? You know, like when you get, what is that, Parkinson's?
You know, I'm going to, number one is a person's hands. So, Parkinson's, I think, would fall into that. By the way, have you seen I don't think it's out yet, but I just saw it last night, the trailer for this new Michael J. Fox documentary called Life, and it deals with his Parkinson's, but all his movies. My goodness.
No,
oh, it looks.
I haven't seen that.
Go to YouTube when you get it, when the show's off. Go to YouTube. It's just like a minute and a half trailer, but it shows this footage and him today and Parkinson's. I can't wait till this thing comes out.
He's done a lot for that community.
He really, and has had that illness now, and it's hard to believe, but for more, well, I think he's had it for 30 and been public with it for over 20 now.
Right, yeah, I mean, he's showing people, like, you can, I mean, life does go on, you know?
Well, isn't that the, you know, with any illness, and if we don't get anything else across here on this program, is that if you have an illness, you can still go on. What do you think of the compliment of the day?
I did, okay, so I heard you talking, but there was a lot of background noise in there. I couldn't hear exactly what it was.
Well, what happened was, you know, Abby, people always think Abby and I don't get along because we kind of bicker back and forth on the air. So about a week ago, I decided that we're always quick to say negative things about people and not so quick to say positive. So I decided I was going to pick her because people think that we have a different relationship. And every day I'm going to say something nice about her. And how many days can I go saying something nice about one particular person? So far I've come up with four things. I said healthy ego, dresses nice for spring, does nice things for other people, and likes... what did I say this? Well, I've already forgot what I said this morning. Oh, likes to share her likes to share her past experiences. So I think that's nice.
Yeah, and you said that people thought the backhanded compliment was the ego one.
Yeah, but what was the first one? And I think people thought I was doing a joke. And I think she even took it that way, that it was a little backhanded. But I don't think the other three could be considered backhanded.
Nah.
Yeah.
No, that's a really nice thing.
Well,
you guys are gonna bond in your friendship now.
Oh, we'll be fast friends forever.
Now is she complimenting you as well?
You know, no, she's never given me a compliment in her life.
Oh no.
I know, and that's sad.
Well, hopefully that can become reciprocated.
That's right, because one good compliment deserves another.
That's right.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye bye.
All right. 7407 Oh, I don't think she's listening this morning, or I'd be catching it right now. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Boy, don't we have fun here in the morning. People can accuse us of a lot, but we're having fun every morning. Okay, name something that might be shaky. A person's hands, ladder. I think that's all we got so far. Still four other answers to go. 740-751-4038. 53 minutes past the hour. Four answers left on the list. Let's see if we can get them here. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Scott D. Spears, interviewer to the grandchildren of her residence.
I thought that was fascinating.
Yeah, it was good. He's very believable. It's, you know, requires... a plethora of pondering on presidential possibilities and stuffy-wuffy. So I'm going to give answers related to two of my favorite things, science and food. So my science answer, which really should be there, is an earthquake. Can't get much shakier than an earthquake.
Earthquake's number two on the list.
Kind of surprised something so cerebral would be there, especially since computers have gone down in price. I didn't say computers because That's a terrible answer. I'm not maligning the person who gave the answer. I appreciate her creativity because she found an answer that's really a negative answer, but computers have gone down in price. That's why I didn't say it. That came up yesterday, just to let you know.
Yes, last answer, yes.
How about Shakey's Pizza? They're big out on the West Coast.
No pizza, but you got earthquakes, so you can be happy about that.
You heard of Shakey's Pizza, right?
I've heard of it. I do want to let people know, since we're down to the final 5 minutes, that right now, after this show, about 10 minutes, if they miss the President Harding interview, it'll be on the website.
Speaking of food, Scott, how about like a salt or a pepper shaker?
No salt or pepper shaker, but you gave it a good shot.
I'm surprised earthquake was so high. That's a really cerebral answer, but glad to hear that.
Yep, we got half of them so far.
Okay, see you later.
Thank you. All right. Half the answers down, 5 minutes left to go. We got a person's hands, earthquake, ladder, three answers left to go. Name something that might be shaky. Go ahead, caller.
What about Jell-O?
Jell-O, one of the all-time favorites of a lot of people, number five on the list. Jell-O.
Okay, good.
Jell-O shows up at number five on the list here today, 56 minutes past the hour. Only two left, 4 minutes. Are we going to get him? Name something that might be shaky. We've got a person's hands, earthquake, ladder, Jell-O, two to go. What could they be? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We really are having the sharp answers here this morning. We're just rolling right through these things. Two left to go. Are we going to get them in the 4 minutes that are left? Number three and number six on the list. Name something that might be shaky. Name something that might be shaky. A person's hands, an earthquake, ladder, Jell-O. Two answers left to go. Go ahead, caller.
Help.
Oh, we lost you. Something happened. If that was you, call back in. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Something happened there. The phone's a little shaky this morning, I guess we should say. Name something that might be shaky. Yeah, we got a dial tone, so it's there. All right. We got hands, an earthquake, a ladder, and Jell-O. Things that might be shaky. Okay. Go ahead.
Scott, as you probably are aware, I grew up during the disco era. So let's go to Casey and the Sunshine Band and Shake Your Booty.
No booty on the list.
Or Shake Your Groove thing by Peaches and Herb.
How often do I get to say no booty on the list? That doesn't happen very often.
How about for a creative answer?
Good answer.
Okay, well, no disco dancing today. Thank you.
All right. Boy, oh boy. It's one of those mornings, isn't it? Boy, President Harding be turning in his grave to know we had his grandson on, and then I'm saying no booty on the list. Ay, ay, ay. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
A baby's rattle.
That's a good one. Not on the list, but a good guess. No baby's rattle on the list here today, but that's a really good answer. 58 minutes past the hour. Name something that's shaky. Still 2 minutes left to go and about a minute and a half. Are we going to get it here? Go ahead, caller.
Scott?
Yes.
How about a milkshake?
Milkshake. No milkshake on the list, but a good guess. Did you like President Harding's grandson this morning?
Yes, he did a nice job. He's interesting.
And you could hear it okay?
Yeah, we could hear it just fine, me and Carolyn.
Perfect. Well, I'm glad to hear it. Hope you're both having a great morning.
We are, Scott. We're going to the Cracker Barrel for lunch.
Hey, well, enjoy that. I was just there recently. Enjoy a muffin on me.
Oh, okay, Scott.
Thanks. Cracker Barrel, not a bad place to go. Name something that's shaky. Milkshake wasn't bad. 30 seconds left to go here. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
I can't think of what the name is in a a band, a musical band, those things that they shake.
Oh, maraca.
What are those called? Oh, is that one? A maraca.
Okay. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
All right. Well, we have hit the wall here today. We'll finish this tomorrow. Think about things that shake for this day. Scott
Spears
heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. From legendary talk show host, actor, broadcaster, and comedian Charles Grodin.
You know what I'm impressed by? You think I would know this, how you have all this audio.
Well, you're impressed by this.
Well, what do you do?